is RSB&B Update, episode 221, recorded Thursday, September 10th, 2009. The Musical Number. Hello, everybody. Brad's back this week. Or no, you were back last week. I'm sorry.
I was back last week.
I'm sorry.
Start to the show.
I'm sorry. Kelsey is also here, who is a former informer and events crew member. So we're just welcoming her back to come on the show and share some of her worldly advice about the various RuneScape disciplines known as hunting and fire making.
Wow.
Those are your two main strong points, though, right? Hunting and fire making.
I have 99 crafting, too.
Okay, well, we'll throw that in, too. I just figured you might prefer to go to hunter because it has the most amount of experience and, well, fire making because it was first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you guys all know Kelsey. She's Bib user on RuneScape and Rapidash on the forums. I remember back in the early days of doing the show when it was Pika and myself, we thought you were a boy with the name Bib User.
Yeah, you've told me that before.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling that for everybody else. So, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to share about yourself before we get going?
Not really.
Okay, then. Brad, anything you want to share about yourself that we didn't know last week?
I was just wondering if you could possibly start a show for once without spewing a whole load of rubbish at the beginning, but no.
Yeah.
Not possible.
That's Brad, who you can find on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. You can find Kelsey there too, or maybe on RuneWire. I don't know. But we should get going, shouldn't we? Hey? Oh, that's not good. Forgiveness of a Chaos Dwarf. This is a quest in the Red Axe series. So first off, this is the one we've been following in the development diary since way back in March. So what do you guys think now that it's finally come out?
I don't know much about this quest. Is this sort of the end of the storyline?
No, it sets it up for at least two more parts, they said.
So this doesn't offer any sort of... I don't know. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be released this soon, because wasn't there like a development diary
last week that said within a few weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like them to be so punctual. But...
Have you done the two quests that come before it?
Yes.
What about you, Kelsey?
Forgettable Tale of... Yeah.
Kelsey, have you done the two quests that come before this one?
Yeah, but I don't remember them.
Okay. Do you do quests that often?
No, actually.
Oh, you should. They're quite fun most of the time if you have the right mindset, Brad. But anyways.
What? What's that? If you have the right mindset, pause, Brad.
Yeah.
Now please explain yourself.
Well, no, it's just that one quest I had you do when I was away. The Chosen Commander one.
That was terrible.
No,
it was a good quest.
That
was a terrible quest.
It's my opinion that your mindset caused you to say it was terrible when it was actually fairly decent.
Well, what else is it going to be besides my mind?
Exactly.
Forget it. I can't be bothered to argue with you.
Before we get started, there's a new... You guys know that trap door that's by the Grand Exchange?
Yeah.
That now works. When you go in there, it's a dwarven cart all the way to Keldegrim.
Helpful.
Yeah, and the two big mountains, White Wolf and Ice Mountain. That's good. It's just another point on RuneScape when you... what's the word I'm looking for? A quick transit point that helps you get places faster. There we go. Anyways.
Thought of that quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of delayed thinking here today for some reason, but the requirements on the quest are 61 hunter, 61 fire making, 69 strength, forgettable tale of a drunken dwarf, and between a rock. Okay. Does anybody else have anything on this? On the requirements? Are they what we thought? Lower or higher?
Reasonable, okay. Considering It's rare for requirements to be in the 60s.
You must also be able to defeat a level 100 combatant.
So basically you have to be level 20 or more.
Probably. It was easily defeated with Rage Prayer.
Exactly. Prayer.
Also, I'm going to go into the require or the overview now, basically what happens. You go to Keldegrim, talk to this like the commander guy.
Commander Valdaban.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Thank you for reminding me of his name. You talk to him and
I only know his name because I read the lore thing before and it's now burnt into my brain.
Anyways, you go talk to him. They're having a problem with a new type of dwarf that has a powerful weapon that's killing their officer. So as a noble adventurer and yourself must do, you have to go and actually take out this chaos dwarf, as they call it.
Worshippers of Zamorak.
Yeah.
Again, something I know because of the lore.
And once you do that, you're able to go pick up this grand exchange slip of items that's going to help you finish the rest of the quest. And after using some detective work and critical thinking, you discover this hidden passage into this other cart network, which you have to decode with the help of Veldebran. And then after that, you free some prisoners. And then see their conversion process for converting regular dwarves into chaos dwarves.
So they use a big machine?
Yeah, they do. It's sort of like Borg assimilation, you know?
Oh, and there we go, everybody. And that's under 10 minutes for the first Star Trek reference.
I don't know. It's something in RuneScape that reminded me most of it, you know?
But is there anything in RuneScape that doesn't remind you of Star Trek?
Yes, but we'll get to that later. Anyways, after that, you have to escape and then report back as to what you saw, and end of quest.
End of quest. So it doesn't look that long.
No, it was fairly quick and simple, actually.
The rewards are pretty decent, considering how quick it was.
Yeah, they are, because the rewards are 30,000 hunter, fire-making, and strength experience, and 2 quest points.
And access to the Chaos Dwarf battlefield and the North Keldegrim mining area.
Yeah, the mining area has like 8 gold ore, 2 runite ore, and 10 adamantite ore. So that's okay, but it could be better, you know? I don't know. Kelsey, you have anything to say on the reward?
Is the mining area close to a bank?
Well, no. Not that close. It's in the Keldegrim area. I don't think that you can use the service to take the gold ore away like that other guy could after that quest. So, yeah, you're on your own pretty much.
Bless you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Did we say 2 quest points?
Yes, 2 quest points.
And you can, in the battlefield, you can fight Dwogers to get the dragon pickaxe.
Yeah, that's the main thing of this this update.
But it's really expensive, you know? It's 4.8 million on the GE right now.
Does it actually give a mining boost?
Well, like, no, it's just like the Dragon Axe. You need 61 mining to use it.
But does it, is it sort of besides like a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's besides a sort of a show-off item. Does it have any practical mining purpose? Does it speed up your mining?
Well, yeah, it would, just like the Dragon Axe.
And how much does the Dragon Axe increase?
I don't know. I've never measured it.
4.8 million, though.
Yeah, and there's a special attack that causes it to hit higher than usual and drains attack, magic, and defense levels by 5% of the person. So, I don't know. Interesting special. And there's also the hand cannon, which is like a big shotgun that can blow up if you have a lower fire-making level.
So fire-making finally has a use.
Yeah. You need to actually 60 fire-making to wield the weapon.
Any idea on failure rate?
I don't know, and I couldn't test that because I have 99 fire-making. So does Kelsey. So why don't you go test it?
Good point.
So, it has a 90 plus ranged bonus.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently, the max hit recorded so far with it is 56.
It's not bad. It looks pretty cheap on the Grand Exchange.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's a fairly common drop, I think. It'll come down in the end, but... Is this
well, it's 46K at the moment.
Yeah. Do you think this is like the first RuneScape gun, you guys?
Besides the cannon, it is the first gun, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can actually hold it in your hand. So... And it does require, like, shells, so to speak, called hand cannon shots, but...
Hang on a second. I thought ages ago in some sort of not interview, but I thought Andrew said there would never be guns in RuneScape.
Yeah, he did, but this isn't a gun because you don't... Like, there's no clip, you know?
Okay, fine, if you want to be pedantic.
Yeah, so it's not technically a gun. Because it's loaded.
Guess it isn't like an Uzi or an AK-47.
Yeah. Or an old-fashioned Civil War rifle. But anyways, so... It was a good quest. What did you guys rate it out of 5?
4.
Kelsey?
3.
Okay. I'm going to go 5.
That's an average of 4.
3 plus 4 plus 5 is 9 plus 5 is 14. Or no, what am I doing? I'm sorry, I can't count today.
5 plus 4 plus 3 is 12.
Right, okay, and divided by 3 is 4. I don't know what happened there.
Unchained just got a basic math calculation wrong. Wow, what's happening to the world?
Brad, you take this next part.
Okay, the next part is the new law, which is the coat thief, which I think is actually it's meant to preempt the quest. I read it. It's not that long, really. I read it, and I must say it is one of the worst pieces of writing I have ever seen in my life, ever. For a person to actually write this and then read it back and think, yes, that's decent enough to go up on our website, which is probably viewed by millions of people, it's just so poorly written. I mean, you know, if you were going to write it like a 16-year-old, you know, in a school, it might be pretty good. But considering it's, you know, like, it's supposed to be like a piece of lore for a game that has tens of or hundreds of thousands of subscribers, it's shit. I mean, I can't actually put my finger on it. What is so bad about it, really? I mean, I think part of it is they tend to sort of, they put more than is needed. And also the fact is just the story doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, first off, it's about this woman who comes to Commander Valdeban, the guy from the quest, and she says her brother's gone missing. So then they go and investigate it, and they see a Chaos Dwarf. And then he gets called back, Commander Valdeban, to what I can only assume is his boss, who then talks to him and says he tells him he's found a Chaos Dwarf. And the bloke just accused him of drinking, which he actually has done before he went to talk to him. So.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the really end bit is really strange, where it says he meets up with this strange woman again, whose brother went missing. And... I don't know, it's just really weird. It seems to have very little relevance to the actual quest besides the fact there's a Chaos Dwarf mentioned and somebody's gone missing.
You know, that sounds sort of like the quest. In a nutshell.
It just seemed to be, it was really crap and it was just really superfluous. It was almost like, you know, they had a person they didn't want to upset who worked for Jagex who writes the lore, and it's like, just put it on the site, tell him it's good, put it on the site, tell him it's good, you don't want to hurt his feelings.
No, you know what I think the problem is?
It's terrible.
I think the problem is that it's written to be in the perspective from a drunken dwarf.
No, it's not. It's just terrible. It's almost like they're trying to cram too much information into the passage.
Well, would you like to rewrite it, Ben? Would you like to rewrite it?
No, but the difference between the person who wrote that and me is that I am not employed as a writer by Jagex. I'm not employed to write things.
Okay. Kelsey, did you take a look at it?
Yeah, this doesn't look interesting at all.
Okay, that's a general consensus with all the lores of RuneScape, you know? They're not that interesting unless they involve, like, killing someone or stabbing them through the head with a pickaxe, you know?
They're usually not as poorly written as that, though.
Okay. Well, I didn't read it, so I'm going on what you're saying here.
Also, what I say is pure, unadulterated truth.
Also, this quest sets up nicely parts 4 and 5 of this quest series. because in the end, Veldebrand isn't listened to by the council, so he storms out, and it's going to be up to you, your player, and him to solve the problems in the future. So, yeah, great fun, isn't it?
Yes, great okay. fun.
Yeah, you sound really enthused about that, you know? So does Kelsey. I don't know, maybe this will get your guys' spirits up. The lag issues have been fixed from last week with the new cursors.
I never really had a problem with those, so it's...
Okay. I turned them off 5 seconds after I logged in, so...
Okay, yeah, me too, actually. You still use them, Brad?
Yeah, I think they look okay.
Did they adjust them this week compared to what we said last week with them being too big and needs a little bit more of a shadow?
I don't think so. If they did, I didn't notice it.
You can also now buy a Spirit Shard pack, which means you buy 5k shards at a time. Quite frankly, I'm not sure why you need that when there's buy X from the store. Oh, I know why. It's because they're not going to have infinite stock anymore. Oh, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
No way.
Yeah, it does. Certain items have been increased in stock, such as... let's see. Where are they? Okay, harpoons, jugs of water, death vials, empty buckets, cooking apples, and butterfly jars have been increased in the shops after last week's shop update. Also, dwarf traders can now be pickpocketed at level 90.
Any idea what you can get from them?
What's your thieving level, you guys?
66, I think.
Kelsey?
80.
Okay. Yeah, not that much. Looks like primarily bars, pretty much, and ore. So, I don't know. Might be kind of useful, seeing as they say you can get a rune ore from them, if you're lucky. But you never know. Also, the release notes... You'll be happy to know that they fixed game engine issues from last week that were introduced. The most important one being now is that users experiencing high CPU usage since RuneTag 5 will hopefully see this issue has dropped to previous levels. You guys didn't notice that, did you?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, neither did I, but I always watch my CPU usage and I noticed it that way. Yeah, but you can check the rest of these release notes out on your own because there's quite a few of them, and well, they're not all that major. I feel like we're missing something for the quest. Are we missing something?
No, we are missing nothing. I feel like everything has been covered.
Okay. RuneScape content, question and answer answers.
Why did they do this when they had the one with Andrew the other week?
I don't know. This is RuneScape content relating to the actual game.
I guess so.
And this is for all you guys out there who thought sailing was coming. In this article, they said that sailing is not a skill. And it's not coming anytime in 2009. It'll be sometime in 2010. So hopefully that'll put everyone's doubts to rest about... whether or not the new skill is coming because of the recent high scores issue. So, yeah. Any of you guys have any favorite questions from here?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with the second one, though. They need to add more high-level content.
Oh, good. Me too. For what skill?
Just any of them.
Oh, you're supposed to say farming.
I have 88 farming.
Oh, that's good. What happened to going for 99?
I haven't really been waking up early enough in the morning for that.
Okay. Well, you should try again. It's a good skill. That goes to everybody else out there who's thought about doing it once, including Brad.
I found a good one. I never thought about getting 99 farming. Screw off. Will you ever release untradeable drops similar to BOP items, bind on pickup, in WoW? I do understand that you don't want to copy other MMOs too much, but bind on pickup items are a really good way to give higher level players some individuality. Yes! So when you go and kill, you know, God Walls or some other kind of big monster, you don't just, you know, that's the only way to get a certain piece of high-level item, not just saving it and buying it off the Grand Exchange.
You know, I agree with that one, too.
The answer is nothing really clear. It says, we tend to give untradeable rewards out for quests rather than via monster drops, but what you're talking about isn't impossible. So that's not a no, but it's...
But in this, they also confirm that there will be a Dragon Crossbow and Dragon Warhammer. At some time in the future.
Well, they say Dragon Crossbow when the combat triangle is sorted out, which probably means never.
Yeah, because in the past however many years I've been playing, I remember there's always been issues in the combat triangle. If I remember correctly, the combat triangle was most equal in RuneScape Classic, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't really play RuneScape Classic, so...
Okay. Did you, Kelsey?
For, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
I would say that, theory-wise, it's massively unlikely that it was highly balanced at the very first conception of the game. That is generally never the case with player-versus-player balancing games. It usually gets better the older the game gets, and it never usually starts out great.
Okay. They also have said that there's going to be at least one more elf quest between the time that we get into the Prifdina city and now. And there are other Grandmaster quests in the work, some that require level 80s in the skills.
When are you going to make a skill that everyone will love training? Answer. And we hope that this will be the skill we're working on now. That's why we're taking our time with this skill, and we want to make it really good, which is why it won't be ready until hopefully sometime in 2010. So if this skill out in 2010 is not, you know, the mother of all amazing skills, and it's really fun to train and really useful, then mod, whatever his name is,
Mark.
Fetsky. No, Fetsky answered this one. It's your fault if it's bad.
Well, you know what they'll do if it's bad? They'll just hold it back for 5 years like they did with construction.
Hey! Brum-tsh.
Oh, is that some kind of noise you're trying to make?
Or they'll just take down the polls that everybody voted that they don't like it either.
Yeah, you know, that's the best thing about running companies. You can do what you want. As long as your profits are high, you really have nothing else to worry about.
Yes, you do. The law.
Okay, well, the law. But how does law come into a game like this, you know?
We're not talking about the game, really. You were talking about companies.
Oh, okay. Well, I was referring to Jagex.
But Jagex still have to operate within the law.
Okay. Right. Also, there's three possible skills coming out. Music, animal husbandry, and necromancy. Which one is it? Then Mark says, what about the random guessing skill? I bet you'd be great at that skill.
That's not funny.
Why not? It is.
Oh, yes, you know, Jagex once said it, Shane. Ergo, it's hilarious.
It's funny because he's trying to say that the guy has random guesses that are good random guesses. That probably aren't true.
You don't need to explain it, but like I said to you, even if somebody said is whatever the skill's going to be, the next skill, they're not going to go, yes, that's the skill. They're going to keep it under wraps.
Well, yeah, so but... It's not going to be
one of
those.
Although it's very unlikely, it could be one of those three.
Oh, and you know the little hidden tab on the interface that's blank? They said by the end of September we'll be seeing that.
I thought it said by September.
No, the guy missed a word. But, yeah. I think this is the sound you were looking for earlier, Brad.
That's it. It says, I'll keep it short and simple. Will the new tab be revealed by September? The answer is yes.
Well, no.
It is now September 10th.
But the questions were submitted yesterday. This was a live Q&A.
So why the hell did they... Well, first off, Mod Mark should be reading the question properly. Revealed by September. Yes, well, obviously not because it's currently the 10th. Yesterday was the 9th. Jagex pissed me off.
Are there any other questions that you guys like?
Not really.
Okay. Well, should we move on to the Machinima contest of votes? Yes? Okay. Nobody said anything, so I'm going to assume that means yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
What were you laughing about? Huh?
The awkward silence.
Okay. Well, the Machinima contest. They whittled it down to 6 potential videos. In my opinion, all but 2 of them are crap and shouldn't even be there. What does Piers Morgan have to say today?
About what?
About the videos.
Some good, some very bad.
Which one's your favorite?
Video ideas by XL.
Okay. Kelsey?
I like the line dancing one.
Yeah, that's good. Which one did you vote for?
The line dancing one.
Okay. Brad, what do you think of the other videos?
What? Do you want me to say individually
what
I thought?
Yeah, individually, what you thought of them.
Okay, let me just find the poll list. Right, video ideas by XL. I like that. I thought it was humorous. The video editing was good, and the voice acting was good. The second, line dancing. It was good enough, but it just seemed kind of pointless to me. You know, just a bunch of people using line dance in various places in the world. It's nice to look at, but it's not very clever. Mithril sword fight. I don't remember that one. The song by Bum Bum. I'm sorry, that was the worst one there. I mean, the video editing was half decent, but the lyrics were completely retarded. I thought the whole point of if you're going to make a song, the lyrics have to have some sort of ebb and flow to them, not be like almost random word choices and sentences. And the guy's has possibly, it's obviously exaggerated for the video, but one of the most annoying voices in the world. The fact that this is currently sitting at in fourth place with 10% of the votes is nothing short of a travesty.
It scares me, the people that voted for that one.
It does. The one with the TV, I thought that was okay. I liked the voice acting, but it was a bit sort of... I didn't think the concept, the idea was very good with the TV. And Gnarly in the Gaming Factory, I think, was worse. I think it was a good concept, but it was very, very poorly executed. So, okay. Yeah.
Kelsey?
None of them really stood out except the really bad one, which Brad said, and the line dancing one I thought was edited very well.
Okay. Anything else you want to share?
I don't know how the first one got into the top 6 in the first place.
The Bum Bum one?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've not listened to it, I suggest you should. My thoughts on them going in the way they're on the poll... As we said, the song by Bum Bum 007. He explains why he should win. He uses a fake voice and he sucks up completely to Jagex, which...
Oh, yeah, it's terrible when people do that, isn't it, Shane? It's terrible when people suck up to Jagex. God, I really hate that.
And it's put in
hypocrite.
Like a...
Hypocrite.
No, I don't suck up to them.
Yes, you do.
And it's put in kind of like a rap kind of song, which really put me off.
That's not rap.
Yeah, it is. He said it was a rap when he started out.
Doesn't sound like a rap.
But yeah, and his voice. He should use his real voice. The RuneScape Machinima Contest, annoying voices, primarily depicts TV and RuneScape almost as bad as real-life TV. It ends with the Pokemon theme, and I think the TV idea could have been executed better. And finally, the thing that really pushed me over the edge with that one to not vote for it was he decided to use some Wookiee Star Wars sound.
It was a woman. It was a female who did it.
Okay, well, whatever. And then, of course, the video ideas by XL. I really liked that one. It was basically, what do you do when once you've exhausted all your ideas? You gather your friends together and create an idea. Good voice acting. His humor was good. Depicts killing Mark Gerard. And the ideas are what really makes the video.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
Depict killing members of the Jagex staff. A++.
Sure. You know, what if he would have done it with, like, the hand cannon? Like, some kind of shotgun before it was released, you know? That would have been interesting.
I think the kick is better, actually. It looks good, because
in real life, you can't kick someone and kill them unless you kick them in the right spot.
This isn't real life, Shane. This is RuneScape.
But it should try to be real.
Okay, so how about the scene at the end where he charges towards a dragon?
Yeah, that's real, because you can do it in the game.
No, hang on a second. That made no sense. First you're saying it should be used with the hand cannon because it should be realistic like real life. But
yeah.
Charging towards a dragon is fine because you can do it in the game.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about realism.
No, I talked about killing people.
I'm going to call the Canadian police and say you were making threats to kill people online.
Then, of course, the line dancing one, as Kelsey said, put together well. Good audio, bringing people together to the video of good HD quality. Required a great amount of logistics, I'd imagine, to organize everything like that. Then the Mithril Sword fight by Arrowgun. Good audio. I really like the audio on that one. If I probably would have voted for it if the premise would have been better, but I didn't see a central point to it, you know?
But that, the Mithril Sword.
Yeah, that's the one that they talk about. That's number three right now. And then Gnarly as the Gaming Factory totally relies on the voiceover, depicts winning the contest, and it's basically a complete suck up to Jagex and the customer support team are Oompa Loompas. So, yeah, I don't know, but I'm glad that Excel is winning and that the line dancing is in second.
But. Yeah, it's second by a fairly long way.
Yeah.
Excel has 42% of the votes, 391,312. Second, line dancing, 18% of the vote, 171,153. Third, Mithril Sword Fight, 16%, 4,495. Fourth, the travesty, that how that got... How that got nine?
It's almost 10,000 people voted for that one.
Yes, very true. That's just yeah. But I think that the three that were very good were the Exile, the Line Dancing, and Arrowgun 99. I think those are the only three that were of final quality. The other three were not as good. They weren't on the same level.
Yeah, as I said, like, did you guys get the central point with Arrowgun and the Mithril Sword fight?
Yes.
What
Mithril
was it?
Sword.
Yeah,
it was
but
to get the
Mithril
Sword.
Sword only appeared once. Like,
yes, and he's tried to kill the guy who got it so he can get it.
I don't know. That doesn't seem like much of
it's
a
like,
decent
Shane, idea. I can imagine you as a small child, your mother reading to you the cat sat on the mat, and you going, but mother, why is the cat sitting on the mat? What is the central point to the cat sitting on the mat?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't have to have a point. It
yeah,
doesn't have
everything
to have
has to make sense to me.
Oh, my God.
Right?
NPD,
Kelsey?
Shane, NPD.
Everything should make sense logically, right? As to why someone did this and why they made those choices. Am I right?
They should have a reason.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why did he do this?
That's so. Like saying, what's the point of the line dancing one? It's just people line dancing.
No, the point of the line dancing one was to get a good laugh. You guys didn't get a good laugh out of it?
Entertaining.
So why can't that be the point of the sword one?
Because it does. It's like, I don't understand what the point
Shane,
was.
Shane, you
it
speak a lot of crap.
It wasn't clearly emphasized.
Well, so what? It needs to come up in big flashing letters.
Yeah.
This video is for the purposes of entertainment, as if you can't figure that out for yourself.
Well, no, but like, I just didn't get what the point of Mithril Sword was.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I like the music in the Mithril Sword one and the line dancing one, but I think it's time we move on to questions, unless you guys have anything else here?
Nothing else.
Okay.
Nothing else.
First one is an audio question from your counterpart, Brad.
Dearest Kelsey and guests, do you
enjoy
dancing?
Don't make fun.
Personally, I have several friends who dance, and so I'm constantly bombarded with terminology that means nothing to me. But as for myself, dancing doesn't interest me. It's just something I put up with. Lots of love from Brad.
Okay.
Okay, who's guests? Guests. Kelsey and guests.
Kelsey, go first.
No, I don't dance at all, and I don't want to try to save myself from embarrassment.
Okay, Brad?
I cannot dance. I have extremely... I'm just too... I don't have any sense of rhythm, and my body movements are always stiff and stupid-looking, so I don't try.
Okay. You know, back in... high school and such, we did a dance unit every year.
I would love to have seen that.
I'm sure you would have. But, yeah, I was part of every year in the phys ed class, and we did a variety of dance types ranging from country line dancing to... What?
Shane line dancing. Oh, my God.
What?
I want to see that. I want to see you line dancing.
Well, what do you expect? It's Alberta. What do you expect?
If I saw you line dancing, I could die a happy man. Anyway, go on. What else are you going to say? The
also,
other types of dancing? Please say breakdancing.
No. No. Some contemporary stuff before kind of like before hip-hop took off.
Hip-hop dance.
No, no, before.
I love this question.
I was saying before it took off, so it wasn't exactly hip-hop, just general contemporary of the time of the late 90s.
So basically, what you're saying is it was like hip-hop because you're trying to pretend it wasn't. You're like going, contemporary, but it wasn't hip-hop, which means it probably was.
Well, something like that. I don't know. Also, various older kind of dances like the jive. No, not the jig. I'm sorry. Where'd that come from?
Did you have a dance to sea shanties, Shane?
The what?
Sea shanties?
What? No, I don't know what you're talking Never. About. The jive, the polka, the waltz, the two-step.
Did you like to ballroom dancing?
I don't. No, I don't. We didn't get that far. No.
Oh, you? Because then you would have had to dance with a girl, which would have made you very uncomfortable.
No, we did. We did do partner dancing.
Did you dance with a girl?
Yes.
Did you dance with a guy?
No.
Okay. I bet that made you feel very uncomfortable, didn't it?
No. No. Actually, no. But yeah, Brad likes
that
this question. Why? What kind of dancing have you tried?
I've never really tried any dancing.
Well, you should. Hook up your video
well,
camera
to, like,
and we'll stream some video.
Music and, you know, when you're, like, in a place where everyone else is dancing, but I just look like an idiot. I have to drink a lot before I would consider dancing. A lot.
Okay. So you've never done any, like, line dancing, then?
No, the only time I intend to dance will be at my wedding.
Okay. Kelsey?
And then at my divorce party.
Any line dancing?
No, definitely not.
You guys don't do dance in school?
No.
No, that's a class that you pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Shane picked dancing class.
No, it's a part of the mandatory curriculum here.
Every day in Canada, every child must dance. Can you imagine walking down the street in Canada and just suddenly everybody breaking into dance and doing a musical number? Because we did it at school.
That's good. Continue, because keep singing
no,
like that.
I can't sing either, even though I try occasionally, embarrassingly on this show. I was singing Dude Looks Like a Lady before Kelsey was connected to the...
I was recording.
Anyway. Oh, damn it. I'm sure that would be in the outro section then, wouldn't it?
Actually, it might not have been. We'll see.
Oh, well.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Thank you, Brad, Chief Snake.
I think the title of the show should be Line Dancing Shane.
No, how about... No, I don't think so. Anyways, we should move on to the next one. Kelsey, read it.
Dear Shane and Kelsey and the forgotten Brad... How often do you play the Xbox in comparison to the computer? And also, how many computers have you owned in your lifetime? Thanks, Power Crazy. I play my Xbox a lot compared to my computer now, but didn't used to be that way.
Okay. Brad, first part?
Probably slightly... No, actually, well... Does he mean play games or in comparison?
Play games.
Just for games. Yeah. Probably more then, since I sort of rarely play any games on my computer anymore.
You played Counter-Strike last night.
Yes.
And I
knifed
you.
Rarely. Yes, you knifed me. Well done. But it wasn't to win the game this time, was it?
Sadly, no.
And I actually, overall, in the three games we played, I had a better KD ratio than you in all three games. So suck it, Shane.
Okay. Kelsey, how many computers... Oh, no, I didn't answer, but Kelsey, how many computers have you owned?
3, I think.
Oh, that's a small number.
Yeah.
Shane's about to say, like, 95.
you, English guy, I forget. Brad?
You forgot my name?
Yeah.
Oh, heartbreaking. How many computers have I owned? Let me see. Do you mean computers that I've used or computers that have been mine?
That have been yours.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. There was the Mac. That was next. And, 4.
Okay.
2 laptops, 2 desktops.
Okay. As for me, I'm probably more on the Xbox than the computer, but I plan to change that in the coming months with the new game releases and start moving back to the PC.
Game releases like...
Modern Warfare 2, that's going to be a PC one to get.
Well, you aren't going to play that on the Xbox?
No. I can't support their ways anymore of making people buy the expansion packs and shit. Because, you know, they prey on people's, what's the word?
Stupidity.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
they preyed on yours long enough.
No, because back in the 90s, PC gaming used to be all there was, and... new maps, new add-ons, new guns, new mods and stuff were done by the community and were free, which is really how it should be in terms of the Xbox stuff. So I can't support that. And when you look at, say, Call of Duty World at War, it's basically new maps and new guns for the same game. So, I don't know.
It's like EA Sports and The Sims 3. I don't know how many items there are in The Sims 3 because I've not played it at length, but you actually have to pay for extra items. They actually have like a big shop where you buy points, a bit like Xbox, and you have to buy new items. It's a load of bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's just that primarily that's making me go back to the PC, and because the Xbox tends to freeze up, it freezes up at least once a week for me, and there are games in which I get graphical lag on the Xbox, which I know I wouldn't get on my computer, so the computer provides a much more nicer experience.
Okay, enough bitching about computers. How many computers have you owned?
Let's see. 1, 2, 7.
Okay, how many of those have been Macs?
Just one.
Woohoo!
Yeah, there was 3 original first ones, or 4 original bought ones, then one I built, which fried, and this one that I built. Actually, make that 8, actually. Counter.
You kind of built it very well if it fried.
It was a power supply problem.
You kind of built it very well if you picked
out
a
of
shoddy
the
power
supply.
You picked a shoddy power
no,
supply.
No, it was the most expensive one.
Oh, well. Price isn't always...
yes, it is. It just died. Thank you, Power Crazy.
Like you will do one day. One day you will
you
just
too.
Die. You too. Dear all hosts, do you find it hard to communicate with people on the other side of the world, Canada to Australia, for example? The time zones are all messed up. I personally can't talk to friends at all, others than the weekend, because I'll be either at school or when they're at school, I have to go to bed. Thanks, keep up the good work, Owen.
Yeah,
well,
he's in China right now.
I actually don't speak to a great deal of people on the other side of the world anymore, because most of the people I'm still in touch with on the internet are from WoW, and since WoW is... region locked to Europe, it's not a problem. But I don't remember it ever being a problem. I mean, because generally I used to stay up late, and the people I used to talk to used to stay up late, so it was just worked. Although, of course, you always talk to people more when they live close to you and their schedule is sort of closer to yours.
Yeah. Kelsey, you had any problems?
Not really problems, just not as many opportunities.
To what?
For example, to talk to Chief Snake, I have to either stay up late or get up really early.
Yeah, that's true, you know. That's something that happened to me over the summer, too. I spent many late nights, as Brad would know.
Yeah, you're usually up till like 1 or 2 p.m. my time. Just like...
Well, 1 or 2 p.m.?
Yes. Up until like 5 or 6 a.m. your time.
Oh, right, okay. Right, okay, yeah.
My time, not your time, dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah, but that changes with school. Like, last night I went to bed at 4:30 or almost 5-ish because today was my off day, and then I get up in time and then I go back to bed tonight.
How do you manage to do that? Your body clock must be messed.
No, I... What I do is I just get 7 hours of sleep today. That's all I need, and then I'm back in bed tonight by 1. And I get up at 8.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anything else on this one? I don't think so. What do you think of the Apple versus Google war? There's an Apple versus Google war, apparently.
I wasn't aware of that.
I wouldn't call it much of a war, as he highlights in this link he posted on the forums. Basically, what it's saying is that Google's trying to compete with the iPhone, Google's trying to compete with an operating system, Google's trying to compete with the App Store on their version and stuff. So, I don't know. I wouldn't call it a war. I'd call it more of a healthy competition. Unless you guys have anything else to say on this, or am I the only one answering this?
I have nothing to say on that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Okay. The only thing that would come close to a war is possibly the two of them poaching employees from each other, which ended up in one of the Google guys stepping off the Apple board. And there's this picture on the story here of Steve Jobs' tank and the Sergey Brin tank. It's on your MSN right now. You guys see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs has the meaner expression. And he also has a younger liver. That may help him.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later in tech news. But he had a liver transplant a few months back. My computer's really slow. I've run all the obvious things on it. Defragmented CC cleaner. Slow to load up Windows. Loading users. And just slow while using it. Any advice? Well, it sounds like you've done everything which you can and tried a different user account. I don't know. It depends on how old your install is. Sometimes you just need to blow it out and start all over again. And moving on to this last part, what do you guys think of David Bowie? Those are from Earth 271072.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, neither have I. Brad?
He's a musician, singer. Okay. I'm not really much of a fan of his. I know of him, but don't really like him.
What kind of music is it?
I'm trying to think of famous songs he's done. He's primarily, it was sort of rock music, I think. No, I can't think of it. He's fairly old now. I think he must be in his 60s.
Let's see.
So, sort of 70s, I think. I think he's like 70s music.
Yeah, I've never heard of him, but apparently he's currently 62 years old, from London. Genres are rock, glam rock, art rock, pop rock, blue-eyed soul, and experimental. Active since 1964.
Yes.
Born 1947. Okay. So no, I'm sorry. We haven't. That's from Earth 271072. Next one, Brad.
Next question. Shane, Kelsey, and Brad in order of importance. That must be ascending, not descending. That's got to be ascending.
Descending.
Ascending. Have you ever been kicked out of somewhere, permanently or temporarily? Doesn't matter which. What does he mean, kicked out? Does he mean like...
I don't know.
Does he mean like home or something?
Maybe. Or Shane, like a store or something?
No, I can't remember being... You know, I'm usually a good boy.
Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not being kicked out?
No.
What about you?
I've been kicked out of my room before.
How does that work?
Because the better computer's in here.
Oh. Okay.
But I bought it with my own money.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense then, does it?
No.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah, so we've not been kicked out of anywhere. I don't know.
How about you, Shane? Have you ever been kicked out of a Star Trek convention?
No, I've never gone to one.
Maybe for over a disagreement over who the superior officer is, Kirk or Picard?
No, I've never been to one.
In your opinion, who is the superior officer, Kirk or Picard?
I'm not going to start answering that because this isn't part of the question.
Quickly, who is the superior officer?
No, they both have their strong points.
What a diplomatic answer.
Okay, next part.
Next part. Brad, why do you hate Draenor.net so much? I'm guessing this is in reference to what we said at the end of that question last week about... our main issue with Draenor, and when I say I speak exclusively for myself and not for the site or anybody else, is that the hierarchy at Draenor, at least it was a year or two ago, is full of complete assholes. And they basically like to copy and try and make money off other people's ideas, which is fair enough because, I mean, you know, we're all for copying and borrowing good ideas, but they are just assholes about it. Oh, and they also use open source code for their Gulsigs and claim it was theirs. Cluth, who runs Draenor, is also a faggot. That's all I have to say.
Didn't you have a dream once? About the RuneScape convention or something?
I had a dream. Yes, I did. This was a very long time ago. Roughly, I remember, is I had a dream. There was like a RuneScape convention, and all the fan sites sent delegates, and Cluth was there, and I saw him, and I hit him. And I believe that got me thrown out of the convention. So, in answer to the question, I haven't been kicked out of anywhere, but in my dream, I was kicked out of the RuneScape convention for attacking a fan site owner. That was a dream I had in 2007. I think I remember that specifically because 2007 was when MQ and myself had a little bit of a blog war with some idiots from Draenor.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
A blog war in which he just basically made loads of disparaging posts about Draenor and them. It's kind of overall pathetic, really.
Do you still have those posts somewhere?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
All gone.
Those questions were from Mr. Noob. Kelsey, next one.
Dear Brad, Kelsey, and the other guy, now that it's been a while, how do you feel about the Michael Jackson death? Also, where do you stand on medical drug overdosage? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work, Brad. Noob.
Hold the phone. Michael Jackson is dead?
This is old news, Brad.
They just need to let it lie, for God's sake. I mean, he's dead, yes.
Yeah, he's dead. Yes, he was a child molester. World's a better place without
Shane,
him.
Shane. He was found innocent by a jury of his
peers.
No,
but still, it's a jury, and he's a...
have faith in the democratic...
I don't have faith in juries.
So you would just... try people on the basis of guilty until proven innocent?
Well, sometimes, depending on what the crime was.
That's rubbish.
Because some crimes are easier to prove that way.
No crime is easy to prove that way.
Yeah. If there's no evidence showing that you're innocent, you're guilty.
No, the onus should be on proving guilt.
But no, I don't know. It's just another one of those celebrity deaths. People make too much of a big deal about it, you know. He's gone now, so... it happened. When did it happen? End of June or beginning of July?
End of June, I think.
Okay, so yeah, a long time, so it's time to just...
I think he died on a Thursday, didn't he? I think it was a Thursday, because I remember we'd finished recording and I'd gone to bed, but I couldn't sleep, so I switched on the news channel and there were reports of him dying. So that's where I was when I found out about Michael Jackson's death.
More,
you know, like, the whole JFK thing. Where were you when you found out?
Yeah. A more worthier death, I think, would have had to have been Princess Diana.
What, was purely because she married a member of the British royal family?
Sure.
And then got cheated on by a member of the British royal family.
Yeah, what's the stance on that one? Was it like a conspiracy or?
I don't think it was a conspiracy.
Okay.
But if it was, then who cares?
Kelsey.
What?
What do you think about his whole death thing?
That they need to just let it go.
Yeah, okay. So we're all in agreement there. That's good. Medical drug overdosage.
What does he mean? Does he mean like...
Well, yeah, because they're saying that the doctor killed him now because the doctor administered whatever it was to help him sleep.
Yeah, so is the question basically, do we believe that the doctor should be tried for it?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, yes, obviously. If there's a doctor and he's saying, here, take these drugs that help you sleep, you're generally not going to be medically trained to question the dosage, are you? So if you're given an incorrect dosage, it's generally, you know, it should be at least medical malpractice.
But what if Jackson requested these drugs?
Well, if he requested lethal amounts of certain drugs or an amount that would have been unsafe for him to take, his doctor should have said no.
I don't know. I don't think that the doctor should be charged for murder.
Why not? In a second, let's just say hypothetically. I'm not exactly sure what they've proven and what they haven't, but if it was proven that he was given lethal levels of drugs by his doctor and that killed him, you think it should be
his... If he asked for it, it's not murder.
But the fact that the doctor gave him what he knew could potentially be a lethal dose.
But he
asked
for it, so
it's not. Of course it's not murder, but he should be charged with something.
Accomplice to murder.
No, yes. he asked for it. He shouldn't be charged.
Okay, so hang on a second. Hypothetically, if I walk up to the street and tell somebody to shoot me and they pull out a gun and shoot me, should they not be charged because I asked for it?
Yeah, they shouldn't be charged because you asked for it.
You have a really messed up way of looking at things.
Why?
Because you do. That's, you know, it doesn't matter how much you ask for something. If the person is administering what could potentially be a lethal action and it is well within their knowledge that it would be a lethal action, then they should be charged. Not with murder, obviously, but with some kind of... There's got to be some under law, some, you know...
I don't know.
He should be at fault anyway.
I don't think so. Kelsey?
Yeah, he should be at fault somehow if he knew that it was going to be unsafe.
Okay, I'm sure somebody out there agrees with me.
Yes, the really messed up right-wing nutjobs. They agree with you.
That's not nice.
That's true, though. It's true.
No. Last question, Brad.
Last question. Dear Kelsey, Shane, and Brad, what is your opinion on this statement, there are no girls on the internet? For example, out of all of the female characters on RS, how much do you think are actually female in real life? Any thoughts and predictions? I'll do that in a minute. My opinion of the statement, there are no girls on the internet, is that it is entirely true, and I stand by it 100%. That is all.
So, what are we recording the show with now, then?
Who knows? No, I believe I've quantified this before, but it's not meant to be taken as cold hard fact. It's not like I'm going gravity's bullshit, you know, or there is no God, or you know, Michael Jackson's doctor should be done for murder. Sense the tone, people. I didn't actually mean it. I don't actually believe that there are no girls on the internet. Obviously, there are some. Although, you know, as far as gaming communities go, you're probably much more likely to find boys than you are girls.
Okay. Kelsey?
They exist.
As your prime example of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Brad, second part?
There's a little bit that says, how many of all the female characters on RS do you think are actually female in real life? I actually used to know a few girls when I played RS who played as male characters. Either that they said they were girls. I never had definitive proof, but I spoke to them long enough to assume they wouldn't be lying. They had no real reason to lie. I mean, it's not like they were asked right or anything like that. But I don't know. I'd say, you know, there's probably not every person playing a girl character as a girl. But
yeah, I know at least one or two people who play as a female that are actually male.
Yeah.
But I can't say their names because that would be breaching confidentiality agreements.
Confidentiality agreements.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Kelsey? You ever play as a guy?
No.
Well, that's good. I think that you should play as what you are and not try and mislead people, you know?
Which is why Shane plays RuneScape as a homosexual.
What?
That's not nice. Be nice. That's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice. I don't get what you mean by that, though.
Because you said people should play as what they are, and I said you should play as a homosexual.
No.
No. I still have a screenshot of Shane wearing a skirt.
Hey.
That was after a clue. But, yeah, don't believe what Brad says there.
Believe everything I say.
Thoughts on Mechscape? I don't know. Not much than what we had before, I don't think. They said
they've
it's
not released
be...
that much information about it, have they?
They said it's not going to involve grinding like RuneScape does.
So it's going to be fairly different.
It's going to be very different. But what
the only thing I can think of is it's sort of going to be like EVE Online. I believe I may have talked about this game because I played the trial a while back, which that's sort of an MMO, but there's not really any grinding involved. Actually, most of the level up skills in that game actually train when you're offline. It's not sort of like, and it's just it's weird. It's a weird game though, but that's sort of spacecraft and shit.
Okay.
So we'll have to see what it turns out like. I really don't know because we've had hardly any information on it, so it's hard to sort of.
And they said they've learned a lot from Mechscape that they can incorporate into RuneScape regarding the core technologies. So, anyways, shall we continue?
Shall we continue?
Okay.
Tech news.
Yes. That question was from Dave. Oh, by the way. Tech news. Yesterday was Apple's iPod announcement, which new iPods. What's to be expected, really? iPod is an iPod, right?
Nothing that groundbreaking.
No. Yeah. Basically, the iPod Nano got a camera, as was expected, and an FM tuner. The iPod Classic got a storage boost to 160 gigabytes. That's the sole version now. iPod Touch gets a price cut and 64 gigabyte version. iTunes 9 application, including App Store management, sharing your music library, and LP, as they call it, to get more info regarding songs and such. And iPhone OS 3.1. Should also be noted that the iPod's also got a bit of a price cut too, and that the Shuffle is only $59 now for the 2 gigabyte version and $79 for the 4 gigabyte version.
How much of a price cut on the Touch?
Let's see. I know it's less than $200 US now for the 8 gigabyte version.
And what was it before?
I don't remember. I think it might have been $299 or something. So
that's pretty substantial.
Yeah. See, the reason they did this was to undercut the Zune, which we talked about a few weeks ago. So.
Oh yes, I recall.
Kelsey, what do you have?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So you don't listen. You don't listen to music then?
I listen to my radio and music on my computer.
Okay. Brad?
I have an iPod. Okay. I don't really use... Actually, no, I just have it in my car, and I have a thing on the radio which picks up music from my iPod.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the only time I use it is when I'm
you
in the
should,
car.
Get, you should put the update episodes on there again.
No.
There's like lots of nice little hacks you can do with those FM receiver things. That's quite fun. You should look that up. But I don't know. iPods really. What else is there to say here? You know, it's like this thing dominated the entire news thing yesterday, and it's just like a new product thing. I don't understand why Apple gets so much press about this, but
because it's Apple, they're the kings of overhype.
You can read this next one since it comes from your BBC.
My BBC. My British Broadcasting Corporation. Microsoft overturns Word sale ban. The block was imposed by a Texan court following a ruling that its use of formatting language XML in Word 2003 and 2007 infringed patents. Under the ruling, Microsoft was ordered to pay Canadian patent owner I4I $290 million, £177 million Damages also told to stop sales of the relevant versions of Word. The U.S. court said Microsoft had met the conditions needed to grant the stay. Arguments in Microsoft appeal against the earlier ruling are due to be heard on 23rd of September.
So they can sell Word now.
Oh yeah, because Microsoft need more money. You know, I heard they may go bankrupt.
No, Brad's overstating things once again.
It was called being sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, with this, it's kind of like, did we really expect that word would be outlawed from being sold, you know?
No, nobody expected that.
Yeah, so it's kind of...
Because it's Microsoft, and they can, you know, buy all the lawyers they need.
Yeah.
Much like OJ.
OJ?
OJ Simpson.
You think he was guilty, too?
I told you I thought he was guilty the last time we talked to him.
Okay.
Last time we talked about him, not to him. Clarification, we have never had OJ Simpson on an episode of our Spring Beer Update. Wouldn't that be an episode? This week we've got special guest OJ Simpson, even though he is in jail at the moment.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah, it's not much here, but if you're looking to get a version of Microsoft, don't worry, you can still get one. I'll do the Skill of the Month update since you normally do it, Brad. How does that sound? For this fishing Skill of the Month. You should have entered.
Should have entered, but didn't.
Holy cow. Wow. This is amazing. Have you guys taken a look at Skill of the Month yet?
I'll have a look.
How do you guys say this name? Adaron Cronon is currently winning 3.3 million XP. Second is Ryan with 944K.
We're only 10 days in, you sad bastards.
Why? HGI08 has 840K.
I mean, the fastest fishing experience you can get is what? Like, how much can you get at Barbarian? 50, 60, 60K an hour?
Yeah, and it looks like he's averaging about 200, maybe 300K a day.
So that's like, that's what, 5 hours fishing potentially a day. Oh my God.
How much could you get?
If I had unlimited free time, then I could spend, you know, 14 hours a day fishing, but the good thing is I wouldn't want to.
And his curve is fairly linear too. So
that's just crazy. Atacronon. I know that name.
Really?
Huh. He's obviously he must have started at 98 and he's now, you know, gone way up to 90, well, way past 99.
Wow. You should have entered.
I should have entered, but I didn't.
Okay. So yeah, there's,
I don't want to come ninth.
Skill of the Month update.
Because I can't spend as much time on it as some of these people can.
You can assassinate everyone in front of you.
Shane, no, I do not endorse those sort of tactics, unlike you.
Okay. We got a newly updated Xbox event this weekend. It's taking more of the kind of a format as Boss Takedown and Minigames Galore. So what we'll be doing with that event is the day before, there'll be a poll posted on RuneWire where you can cast your vote about which game you want to play, whether it be a Call of Duty or Gears of War or something else. So, yeah, check out the forums for that in our event rotation. Kelsey, you should come to these one day.
What game is it for?
I don't know. It depends. It changes from week to week now. Previously, it was Gears of War.
Oh.
So... it's at 2 p.m. RSB&B time on Saturdays, so 4 p.m. for you.
Well, I'm at work, so...
Oh. Well, just do what some people have done in the past and take your Xbox to work and pretend you're working when you're actually not.
Well, the thing is, I work at an amusement park at a roller coaster, so that would kind of be hard to do.
Okay. So, yeah, that would cause problems, wouldn't it, Brad?
Yes.
Okay, but do you want to come to these events at 9 p.m. on Saturday?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Well, why not?
Because I have much better things to do.
You know, we've still never played Call of Duty 4 together.
Oh, what a shame. I don't think you'd like that, Shane, seeing as how I kicked your ass last night.
No, it was the other way around.
No, I believe I killed you more times than you killed me.
No, but I got better kills.
Like, okay, you got one knife kill. Well done.
I got less kills, but I got better kills.
Yeah, you got less kills because you suck.
No. Also, we got Informer applications for the... Oh, I just noticed there's a typo on this. On this application form. I'm missing an I. Oh, well. But anyways, economy specialist, which we're looking for somebody to write about the RuneScape economy, and a PvP specialist. So if you feel you're experienced in those two areas, please send your application in. You have until the 15th.
Have we had any applications yet?
Two. One for each. But yeah, we'll talk about that later. So yeah, check that out, forums.rsbnb.com. Kelsey, do you have a pick for us this week?
I guess just the movie District 9.
Okay. Give us a bit of a rundown as to what it involves.
Basically, an alien ship gets stranded on planet Earth, and the aliens are forced to live in, like, a Holocaust-type slum, pretty much.
Okay.
And, well, that's not the main story. The story is about a guy who works for, I don't remember the company's name, but he gets infected and starts turning into one of the aliens.
Interesting. And this is still in theaters for everybody who might want to go out and see this?
Yeah, it's only a month old.
Okay. And what's the rating on it?
It's rated R.
Okay, so that might cause some problems for a few people in here if you're not allowed into rated R movies. But
Shane isn't allowed into rated R movies even though he's 22.
I am.
His parents won't let him.
I am. Are
Mommy
you?
Mommy won't let you, will she, Shane? Are you? I am. I'm 18.
Okay, I am too.
Whatever, I do what I want.
That's good.
Yes, that is good.
So District 9, it's a good sci-fi movie, I think, even though I haven't seen it. But I've heard the premise of it, and it's something I want to see, but I haven't had the time to, you know? So.
Oh, yes, yes, Shane. Way too much time farming and herb lore.
No, no, no.
NPD.
No. Okay, so what you been doing, Kelsey, this past week?
Started school this week.
Okay. What kind of classes do you have? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior in high school.
Which is what number?
12.
Okay. And classes?
Spanish 5, government, calculus, AP computer science,
ooh,
physics.
That's good.
English.
Yeah, those classes sound pretty good. I commend you for making a good choice. Anything else you want to share?
Not really.
Okay. Brad?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, Brad's pretty boring. So, as for me, school continuing. I got 93 agility. Unless anybody cares about that, I don't know.
Get 99.
Are you going for 99?
Yeah. Typically, if I get a skill past 92, it means I'm going for 99.
But I mean, like, is that what you're doing now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Why? Are you going to be starting now?
Not soon, no.
Okay. Well, I plan to get to 98, then I'll let you catch up for a bit, then I'll get 99. So. Yeah.
Okay.
I had originally planned to get 99 last week, but I ran out of time.
Well, you got pretty close.
Yeah,
almost halfway.
So, yeah, that's slightly a little bit annoying. But, yeah, that's about it for me. I don't know. We're pretty boring this week. I think it's that, I don't know, Brad. Brad's always boring. And for me, I'm just trying to get back into
I had an extremely exciting and enthralling week. I just don't want to talk about it with you all.
Why not?
Because.
Why not? That's part of the show. People like to hear about what you're doing.
I traveled on 4 different trains yesterday.
Okay, did you drive them?
Yes, because in Britain you can just say, "Hey, I'm going to drive that train," and they'll go, "Sure," and you go.
Okay. Anything else?
No, the trains probably was the most exciting.
Are they like real trains or are they electric chairs?
No, I went to a kid's theme park and I, you know, went on one of those little trains that went around the edge. Of course, it was a damn real train.
No, I mean, was it like a steam-powered train or was it electric?
Diesel, I think.
Okay.
They weren't electric and they weren't steam. So sorry, do you have this image that, you know, all our railways here are steam-operated or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like the steam engine, you know?
No, Shane, but it. I like traveling on the trains, but the really annoying thing is, you know, you unless you want to go to certain specific places that just happen to be up or down the line, you have to change, make changes. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do trains here. So.
Why? They have a train that goes to the east.
Yeah, they do. It's the Trans-Canada Via Rail Link, but nobody ever takes it, like, unless they're not able to drive, you know, or fly because it would take so long.
I went on the train because I was able to get extremely cheap tickets and it worked out.
Where'd you go?
I went to a place I had to go to called Telford, which is not far from Birmingham. It is a shithole. If anybody is listening to this from Telford, I feel sorry for you.
Why'd you have to go there?
I hate going on trains. It was really funny, actually, because I had to get the train to Birmingham, and then I had to get one to Telford. And on the train from Birmingham to Telford, it was really empty because it was early in the morning. And this guy got on, and he sat across the aisle from me, and he put his bag down on the seat next to him. And when the conductor came through to check the tickets, he said, "Have you paid for that seat, sir?" And the man went, "No." He went, "Then could you move your bag, please?" I thought that was brilliant. Even though the train was near enough empty.
I'd wonder if the guy who was checking had his, like, knickers in a knot or something.
No, it was, also, it was really funny, on the way back, this just back down to Gloucester from Birmingham, the conductor came through to check all the tickets, and she checked this guy sitting opposite me's tickets, and he had, like, I'm not sure what was wrong. It was some, like, really trivial thing. Like, he had a ticket for the wrong time, which I wasn't even aware that was a problem. I thought you could, like, if you had a ticket from Gloucester to Birmingham, you could use it any time on that day. But he only had the wrong time, and she gave him a £60 fine, I think it was, there and then. She just, like, wrote it out and handed it over. That scared me then, because she hadn't checked my ticket at that point, and I thought, I don't want a £60 fine. But my ticket was fine. Also, Birmingham New Street, which is one of the stations I had to change at, is the stupidest station in the world. Because basically, you go up these steps from the platforms, and there's like this big long hallway, and you basically access all the platforms from there. They have stairs going down to each one, and there's 10 platforms. And I got off the train on platform one, and I had to make a connecting train in 5 minutes. The train had been in like 2 minutes late, so I had 3 minutes to get to this train, and it was right up the other end. So I had to run. Which is hard to do when the station's full of people. Ah, that was my day.
Okay. With that being said, I think we're going to wrap up 221 for Kelsey, BibUser, Rapidash, and Brad. We will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
La 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 la.
Goodbye.